Good afternoon. My name is John North, getting a PhD at Mississippi State University under the advisement of Dr. Angus Ketchot and Dr. Jeff Gore. And today I'm going to talk to you about the impact of early season management decisions on soybean yield. Throughout the Mid-South, most of our crops now are grown with the utility of an insecticide seed treatment at planting. The majority of our seed treatments are utilized in corn and cotton. Pretty much 100% of our acres are planted with insecticide seed treatments, also followed by rice, soybean, grain sorghum, wheat, and peanuts, with soybean being about, I'd say, anywhere from 80 to 90% now planted with insecticide seed treatment. So why do we use neonicotinoid seed treatments in soybeans? For the main part is we've moved to the early production system in the Mid-South, trying to get that seed in the ground a lot earlier so we can get the rains and beat the heat later in the year. And with that comes wet and cooler temperatures, and this is what utilizes the seed treatment to our benefit, because usually when we have those wet, cooler temperatures, we also see our soil insect complex be a little more and holding that plant back, such as white grubs, wireworms, lesser corn stalk borers, including three-cornered alfalfa hoppers early in the year, bean leaf beetles, and also thrips. This is some data that I published recently back in 2016, just showing the overall benefit of a neonicotinoid seed treatment in soybeans. And we saw about a 2-bushel increase where we utilized a neonic seed treatment versus just a base fungicide alone seed treatment. And it was also significant from a net returns aspect as well. So gained about 2 bushels on the acre in soybeans, and also saw a significant net return where we utilized the neonicotinoid seed treatments. This was a test done over 4 states, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Tennessee, and a total of 170 trials were included in this test. So as we look further past seed treatments, we're moving towards a more of adoption management for early season soybeans, such as seed treatments, which I already mentioned, optimal versus later planting dates, soybean plant populations, and a precision ag standpoint. So my first objective was the effect of stand loss on soybean yield at different plant populations and that timing of plant loss. And how I set it up, I had 2 locations, a location in the Deltas region in Stoneville, Mississippi, and Hills region in Starkville, Mississippi. I used the variety Asgrow 4835 and another variety of a Liberty Link seed, and I'll get to that in a minute and explain to you what I did. It was set up as a randomized complete block with factorial arrangement of treatments, with factor A being plant populations. I had 6 different plant populations, 75, 100, 125, 150, 175, and 200,000 plants per acre. Factor Bs were the levels of stand loss. I had a 0% stand loss, a 20% stand loss, and a 40% stand loss. And what I did was I calculated out the measurements on our Roundup ready seed and then went in there and repackaged everything at a 0, 20%, and 40% Liberty Link seed. And when we planted, we went back at the stand loss timing at either V1 or V4 with Roundup and killed that Liberty Link seed out of the plots to resemble insect stand loss, some type of damage from an insect or early season stand loss in our soybean plots. And data was also analyzed using ANOVA with ProcLimix. And so what we saw across 6 plant populations, as we increased plant population over our 6 plant populations, we actually lost yield at the 0% stand loss rate. We actually maximized yield at our lowest plant population, which was 75,000 plants per acre. And as we increased plant population by 1,000 seed, we actually lost 1.1 kilogram per hectare as we increased 1,000 seed more on our 6 plant populations. At the 20% stand loss, as you can see, we actually gained yield when we actually had that 20% stand loss. However, at our lowest plant population, it wasn't quite as high, but as we had that initial stand loss at 20% and incrementally increased plant population, we actually increased yield to compensate for that stand loss. At the 40% rate, we actually lost yield tremendously at our 75,000 plants per acre. However, as we increased our seeding rate, the higher seeding rates we were at that initial 40% stand loss, we actually increased yield significantly at our highest plant populations, being around 175,000 plants per acre and 200,000 plants per acre. From a net return aspect, you would see the same thing. As earlier, as we increased seeding rate, we actually lost yield. Well, that would be the same for net return. So as we had a 0% stand loss, we actually maximized net returns at our lowest plant population when we had no stand loss. And as we incrementally added plants per acre, we actually lost yield just due to the cost of the seed. Seed's real expensive now. So as we increase seeding rates, we're actually losing money when we're not utilizing our lowest plant population. At the 20% and 40% stand loss, we actually lost money at the upper end, not like the 0%, but at 20 and 40%, we actually maximized it at the lowest plant population and lost as we increased seeding rate. However, on the initial 0% stand loss, we see a much significant slope where we lost net return. However, when we actually did have that initial stand loss, like I was saying earlier, at a 20 and 40%, as we increase seeding rate and get to our higher seeding rates, we actually utilize and make money when we have that initial stand loss right off the bat. So my second objective was the effective plant population, seed treatments, and planting date on maximizing yield of soybean. Set up the same way, two locations in the Delta and Hills region, using Asgrove 4835s, 40-foot plots, rep four times, randomized complete block with factorial arrangement of treatments. Same factor A, the same six plant populations, ranging from 75 to 200,000 plants per acre, with seed treatments being utilized now. So I had a completely untreated seed, a fungicide alone treatment, and a neonicotinoid insecticide plus a base fungicide. And planting date was also incorporated, having an optimal planting date and a later planting date. What we saw from our earlier planting date, which was a mid-May planting date, we actually maximized yield with the fungicide only and untreated, a little more than Cruiser, at our lowest plant population. But as we increased seeding rate with all of them, we actually lost yield on the fungicide alone and untreated. And I want to point out our red line where we used the neonicotinoid seed treatment, we actually stabilized yield going all the way across all six plant populations. From our later planting date in mid-June, we saw kind of the same thing with the neonicotinoid, but with the fungicide alone and untreated seed, we actually lost yield at our lowest plant population. However, as we increased seeding rate with the fungicide alone, we actually maximized yield at our highest plant population. And I want to point out again from this that our neonicotinoid seed treatment also stabilized yield across all six plant populations in our later planting date. And I really don't know what's going on there, but I'd like to think that the neonicotinoid seed treatment, whenever that seed goes in the ground and plant comes up, where we usually see an insecticide seed treatment versus a base alone or untreated, we tend to see a little healthier plant. That plant's a little bit bigger, with the cool temperatures or insects or whatever, that plant's a little bit bigger and a little bit healthier. And I don't know if that's having something to do with the yield increase and it stabilizing yield across all six plant populations. But with that insecticide seed treatment, what we use whenever we increase seeding rate, that's actually a plant stress. And so with that plant stress being increased with the plant population, if that insecticide seed treatment helps with that and helps stabilize yield and just kind of lets it back off of the plant stress due to the little healthier plant, a little more vigorous, a little bigger, a little healthier to fight other stuff off. And I don't really know if that's what's causing it, but that's my perspective. So in conclusion, yields were maximized at our lowest plant populations when there was no stand loss that occurred. As stand loss occurred, yields benefited when we used our increased plant populations a little bit higher on that 175,000 plants per acre and 200,000 plants per acre. Regardless of planting date, insecticide seed treatment stabilized yield across all six plant populations. On our optimal planting dates, yield was penalized by our highest plant populations where there was no insecticide seed treatment. And on our later planting dates, insecticide seed treatment stabilized yield across all plant populations, and the fungicide alone and untreated benefited where we had the higher plant populations. So what we see from this is that it is possible to compensate for stand loss by increasing seeding rate. If we are able to lose this chemistry, we might have to look forward on trying to increase seeding rates to help combat for us not having the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment. However, though, there is a risk because higher seeding rates are not as profitable if that stand loss does not occur early in the season, just due to cost of seed and vice versa. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
time for questions.
Yes, sir. So the question was, did I measure any type of root growth versus each fungicide seed treatment, insecticide seed treatment, or no seed treatment? No, sir, I did not take any root growth measurements, didn't look at anything kind of underground. And I would have liked to have taken maybe some measurements on insect, the soil complex insects and that kind of stuff, but just it's as hard to do early in season, and that's just a hard measurement to get insect-wise, but did not take any kind of root growth or plant growth underground like that early in the season.
Any other question for the speaker?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.